Because starting with, why did you feel that waiving the no trade and coming to Winnipeg would be a good fit for you?
I don't know, there wasn't an exact reason, but I mean, a lot of things come into play, and then that's all kind of, you know, behind the scenes kind of thing. But I think the only way, if an opportunity got brought up where I could go to a team that, you know, I felt was a legit Stanley Cup contender, and I mean, they all are, don't get me wrong. I know how playoffs work, it's tough. It's an 8 seed's won it, you know, 3 of the last 7-8 years, so anything can happen. But I think me being a league, me playing against certain teams all the time, I kind of have a feeling of who was the toughest to play against and who I think would have been, you know, a tough challenge for anyone. And if an opportunity like that came up, it would have been I would have to really sit down and, you know, put some thought into it. And it did. You know, I didn't think it would, to be honest with you, and it did. And all of a sudden, you know, everything kind of started spinning in my head. In the last 24 to 48 hours has been a lot of emotions, a lot of thinking, a lot of calculated thinking. But, you know, in the end, I think it was best for me and my family. And then I'm excited moving forward.
Walk us through the last couple of days, exactly what you've kind of gone through to get from where you were to seeing you on the weekend in a Blues uniform to now being here in a Jets jersey.
Yeah, I think, you know, being in St. Louis, we had a couple games before the deadline. And, you know, you think if you win one of those two or win both, all of a sudden you're not even thinking about this. If you lose both of them, you're thinking about this. But as a veteran, a guy being in the league, it's always in the back of your mind. You know, you can, the possibility of a trade is always up, no matter how good you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you have in your contract. So you always got to, you know, be ready for it so you're not blindsided. And so then when it got brought up after, then we lose to Nashville, and then all of a sudden, you know, a couple of texts, a couple of phone calls, and then there's a lot of thinking going on, and a lot of talking to people I trust a lot when it comes to hockey decisions. And, I think I had a good answer in the back of my mind, but I still there's always certain people I have to talk to before like that, just to make sure my emotions don't kind of cloud my decision making. And you know, we all thought it was the best, and in the end it was my choice, and I move forward with it.
Who are you playing with tonight?
I'm not sure yet. I think to start off with Ehlers and line A, and then like you said, I think just be ready with different wingers. But you know, a lot of good wingers on this. You know, I've heard a lot of good players, a lot of good centermen, a lot of guys. I'm talking about forward wise, because I'm forward, so I look at the forwards first and foremost. But a lot of shooters, good playmakers, smart players. So, you know, whoever I play with, I know you got two good guys on the wings that can shoot the puck and that can move well.
Still, it's got to be pretty appealing for a centerman, the idea of playing with
players. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think when you hear that and then they're playing, that's the second or third line. Yeah, that's a great problem to have. And you know, you see the chemistry some of these guys have together, and when they're playing like that, you let them be, and then you know, you worry about yourself and what you can do as a line to help produce.
What are you hoping to add to this group down the stretch and then going into the playoffs?
You know, I just want to be myself. I kind of just be a playmaker, distribute the puck, kind of help those guys around me, and not force myself into anywhere where I'm not, you know, fitted. So I know what I'm coming into. I know how good they're playing, how good their power plays are. So, you know, whether you're playing one power play or another, you're not, you know, that's fine. I'm here because I want to win too. And I think we all talking to Wheels and the guys I met today, I think everyone has that same mindset. I think, you know, when being on win teams in the past, the more you win, the more everyone does well, you know, individually. And you know, you're not rooting against each other. I think everyone's kind of competing, has that kind of internal competition with each other, like a healthy competition, and that brings out the best in everyone. And, you know, everyone just wants to win. I think as you get older in this league, you realize how hard it is and how very few opportunities there are.
Well, when you have a no trade clause, what is the thought process, or what do you weigh back and forth trying to please both sides? And how difficult is that, regardless of, you know, the team obviously being a contender, but just in general trying to kind of leave a lasting impression on the place that spends so much time?
Yeah, like I said, there's some details I won't go into, but I think you can imagine. I think it's, you know, I think the easy decision, the comfortable decision maybe would have been to not do anything, you know, but then all of a sudden, you know, I don't be looking back in 10, 15 years. You never know, this is a short time in my career, and I think everything's such, you know, when you're younger and you're playing this league, you have a certain perspective. I think as you get older, your perspective changes and you realize, you know, these opportunities don't come up too often, and it's you know, potentially 3.5 months out of a, you know, 80-year life. Like, that's going to be nothing, but you don't want to have any regrets, especially playing hockey. And I think everyone goes through different decisions as they get older. Different things come up, and they're tough for sure. They're tough. They're tough emotionally, but you know, a lot of comforting text messages and phone calls to kind of help me get through it. And you know, after waking up this morning, I feel a lot better. I think for a bit there yesterday, it was a lonely time just because I was traveling the whole time and then got to the hotel and stuff like that. But I think once I'm around the guys, once I'm in the hockey, once I'm in this atmosphere, then it's just, you know, it feels like Groundhog Day for me, so I'm excited.
Speaking of comfort, I mean, when you come to a team where, you know, in St. Louis, you're one of the marquee guys, you're relied on a lot. In this case, you know, you're new, you need some time to get used to this team. Is there a little bit of added pressure off of you since, you know, you will be, you know, a complimentary piece and as you get used to kind of what goes on?
Yeah, but I think, you know, all the guys here, myself, we put the most pressure on ourselves, you know, and that's to be a good player on the ice, be a good leader off the ice, to help out in every which way. And I don't think you ever look at that. I think once you start looking at that, then, you know, you get away from your game. I think you can only control, you know, worry about yourself and not really worry about, you know, what other people think of you, what people, you know, that you listen to your coaches and whatever role you're kind of put in. I think you just want to strive in it. So it's different, but I think in this league, you see now that you need a lot of depth and a lot of good players in this league, and the teams that I feel seem to move on, go farther and farther in playoffs, a lot of depth.
I know it's still early, but do you think beyond this year at all, is about getting, you know, depending on obviously?
Yeah, no, see, this is like I said, perspective kind of. No, it's, you know, it's like when something starts right away, everyone's already asked questions about the end of the year. But no, I don't. I've come to a point now when I worry about what happened in the past, I worry about the future, then I kind of get away with what's going on now, and I just try to live this moment, enjoy it, and because it goes by so fast. And like I said, it's, you know, it's sometimes it seems like it goes by slow, and then before you know it, it's already been a month or 2 months later. So to me, it's just coming here and doing everything I can to help out this team, and then just from there after, you know, everything's gonna be open.
Could there be a better start for your Jets career than playing the club that you're trying to track down here tonight?
I just played him twice in the last week and a half, so make that three times now. But no, I think it's just a good competition, just kind of good, you know, that, you know, I think on paper you look at that team too, that's another team that's up there, and they've been consistent, and you saw what they did last year. So it's always a good barometer to kind of put yourselves against one of the top clubs in the West.
A lot has been made about the chemistry of this team. Is that something you've come in maybe thinking you have to kind of tiptoe around? To disrupt it, and, you know, you've obviously been brought in here, you know, play.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a guy to disrupt stuff like that, and I've always been a kind of a good team guy, glue guy. You know, I keep my emotions in check. I'm pretty quiet. I kind of get a feel, you know, I want to get a feeling before I, you know, step out of my comfort zone and start doing things. So to me, it's just, I'm not too worried about that. You know, if there are certain players that are playing well together, I know I'm not going to play with those guys, and I don't want to play with those guys because, like you said, the chemistry is hard to find in this league, and when you have good chemistry, when guys have good synergy playing well together, you keep that going as long as you can.
Did you talk to him much?
I think it's just good to have family that I can sit back on and talk to about different things, whether it's my dad or my brother, you know, whether it was talking to Steen or talking to Thorburn. I mean, it's a small hockey community, right? And so word travels fast, and I know a lot of different people in this league that, you know, reached out to help me out if I need anything. But yeah, I talked to my brother a little bit. It was good. It was good and comforting. Usually, you know, I feel like I'm the one trying to talk to him. This time, you know, he played the big brother and helped me out a little bit when I was at the airport. So we chatted for a good 20 minutes. It was good.
Why number
25? Well, because Wheeler stole number 26 from me. Who's got? Patty's got 29. So
there wasn't any bargaining with those guys?
No. Like I said, see, I'm not here to disrupt that the number chemistry. No, and then, you know, I kind of always sit back and kind of think who I look up to, and then whether it's my dad's numbers or, you know, my brother's always someone I've looked up to, followed, and, you know, he was 25. And then best friends with Steiner. I know his dad was 25, so, you know, he brought it up. So, you know, kind of homage to both those guys and Alex himself. I just know you need the depth. I know, you know, one line can get you through one round, another line gets you another round, special teams get you another round, you know, and a lot of times, you know, different lines kind of cancel each other out. So first and foremost, you need that. you know, there's just teams that you play against, and you know, whether it's throughout the year or in the past, you're like, that's a tough team to beat in seven games, and sometimes you have to look at that. And you know, like I said, there's 3-4 teams in this league. If you ask a lot of guys in this locker room around the league, you know, right now, like who they think are you know, the top contenders, and this was one of them. And so obviously that doesn't mean anything. Like I said before, it doesn't mean anything because playoffs are so tough, and it's a very mental battle more as much as it's physical, so it's tough. But you know, I know how close it is to get there, and I know how hard it is to get there. And like I said, I think when you see it, there's an opportune chance to go somewhere like that, I think you have to take it.
Jeff's made a big push for you as a free agent. I mean, was there a comfortability factor too when Kevin called on Sunday night, or?
Yeah, like I said, you know, I mean, I don't know if that has something to do with it. I think I've, you know, I know what guys, comfortability, I don't know. I think like where you wanted somewhere, I think his sales pitch was good, but I didn't need that. You know, I know what I'm getting myself into. I played against the teams. I've talked to different players. I talked to Wheels, and, you know, Wheels was like, where do you want me to sell me? I'm like, Wheels, I'm just talking to you out of respect because, you know, we have the same agent. So, you know, I just talked to him a little bit, but I think they all have that mindset. They want to win, you know, and they want me here. And, you know, if I could be a piece of that puzzle, then I'd be happy. You know, they'd be happy to have me.
Winnipeg's well known over the years. Kind of be on most players' no trade lists. How's that been for you over your career? And do you sense that changing, or is this kind of a one off that way?
Like I said earlier, I think I honestly don't close doors on anything, and I keep everything open. And, you know, when I come here, like I said, it's been such an emotional time for me last 24, 48 hours that I don't, you know, I can't sit back and dwell on the past or think about the future, because then all of a sudden everything's going to just start spinning again. So I just got to enjoy my time here. Just worry about this, because I think the minute you start worrying about stuff that's out of your control and that's down the road, you know, then it takes away from my, you know, capacity of being 100% here.
Well, what do you think of this idea that you're some kind of pioneer when it comes to this, you know, trade business? Because we're not aware of anybody that's said, okay, I'll wave my claws to go.
I'm sure it's happened before. I don't know. Like, I think, you know, maybe media now is bigger than it was 10, 15 years ago. Or I don't know. I think, like I said, it's not an easy decision. I think as you get older, you realize you want to win, and then you have to make tough decisions in life. And I honestly believe that something good's going to come out of it. And, you know, it's, you know, if I just look at the short-term picture, you know, it's potentially 3.5 months out of it. And, you know, like I said, I don't have any regrets. And any chance you have a chance, you know, you can compete for a Stanley Cup and win, I think you got to take that opportunity.